Sophie.
Kathy.
Forehand down the line from Lynette. Now she goes cross court to the Świątek forehand, and she's hooked that wide. So it's a game for Lynette, but she has a breakdown in this second set. I will leave with this email from Kathy in Southwest France. Sophie is French, living here. I'm well aware that on time in France is 10 minutes after the time, so be very honoured that she gets to you early every day. She's enjoying the commentary.
Merci, Cathy. Super.
Good luck,
team.
Where
are you in the south of France? She
say? She just says Southwest France.
Southwest, so she's probably towards Biarritz area.
Maybe that's
say.
Why Sophie leaves 10 minutes early.
You guys, you just cannot leave it the way it was. It would have been so perfect, but no, you have to put me down at some point.
Bonne chance.
You love
with the book
it.
Signing.
Merci.
See
I
you
need
later.
Some luck. I'm a little nervous, I have to say.
No.
I am.
Are you?
Yes.
This what
is
about?
Because this is a first. I've never done this.
People are there to see you and buy the book.
Well, even more reasons to be nervous.
I'm sure you'll enjoy it.
I hope I will.
Thank you very much, Marcus. Thanks,
thank
Courtney.
Thank you, Curtin.
Thanks for the tip on the washing the shorts. I'll do that tonight. Something to do. Well, you know.
All right, Simon.
It's a tough week. All right,
how's it
Sophie,
going?
Are we ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Iga Świątek looks pretty ready.
Well, she did. I mean, Lynette needed to get that game under her belt here because double breakdown would have been difficult. But, you know, it's getting obviously hotter.
Yep.
And we'll see how both of them, as Świątek leaves her chair with a big run, moving her heels to her derriere, should I say?
Yep.
Kicking. That's a kind of like a way of, we do a lot of warm-up that way, but she loves to do this going back to either returning or serving after a changeover.
She's always a ball of energy,
yes.
Ball of stress sometimes. But she's in control at the moment on this match on Court Philippe Chatrier. It's a bit hazier today. Maybe a little bit more humid.
It is, without a doubt. I think today's actually the worst day of all as far as the combination of heat and humidity. We're getting to Sunday. That's what I'm looking at.
Sunday. It breaks overnight Saturday, doesn't it, into Sunday.
Yeah.
So it'll be 25 on Sunday. It'll feel, well, we can start moaning about it being a little bit cold.
I'm not moaning.
Nor am I.
Not
I can't
moan.
Wait. Nice chance to sleep properly. It'll be good.
Oh, so hard with no AC, isn't it?
Yeah, it's okay. It's just, you know, it is what it is. It's tough. And it is hard when you... I think with players were talking about it, weren't they? The cumulative effect of the heat. It's not just one match they're having to deal with it. It's match after match and practice and the days in between. As Świątek quickly up to a drop shot, drop volley from Lynette, puts the forehand down the line for a winner, and Lynette slaps her thigh in frustration. She was in a good position in that rally but didn't put the volley away.
Well, she was really hit right at the body. You couldn't really properly hit a drop shot volley because technically it's difficult to do when the ball comes right at your belly button. So good on Świątek to do so.
2-1, 30 love, second set. And this third round encounter, Świątek for the third time in a row on the first match on Court Philippe Chatrier. Quickly across to her right off a blistering return from Lynette, and a much better volley this time from Lynette. Punches the volley into the corner. 30-15.
Gets easier when the ball is a little bit more to your right. Perfect level of the net and put away cross-court short on clay. It's lethal as well as on hard court. Any high volley above the level of the net, find the angle short.
Yeah, especially on clay, yeah?
Yep, no doubt.
Players, it's tough to change direction. Świątek, a master of the footwork, 30-15. Serves out wide. Big kick serve to Lynette, who gets two hands on the racket to get it back in play, but can't get back in position quick enough. Too good 1-2 combination from Świątek.
I mean, the serve of Świątek, to me, is one of the biggest improvement probably in the last couple of years, I would say.
But it's almost in the last couple of months.
Well, it got better, but it was good for a while, and then it got better. I mean, she's still trying to get better with whatever technique she's changed, which was very important, I think.
Yep. She serves into the body of Lynette at 40-15. Ball is bunted back by the net, gets him caught nicely enough, or luckily enough, but Świątek makes a mess of a short ball inside the service box. That's where she's a little bit lacking in the forecourt.
Well, the problem is that normally she runs through it with a topspin forehand.
Yeah.
She started to go with a slice, and at that point, you might as well do a drop shot, a counter drop shot. Doesn't have that really arm and, you know, the feel to go with a slice forehand down the line.
I keep saying, once she does find that touch or that ability in the forecourt, then people are going to be in big trouble. As it is, it's 40-30, still game point. Second serve, Świątek serving. Here comes the second serve. It's a kicker again to the backhand of Lynette. Gets so high on Lynette that Lynette can't bring it back down into court. And it's a good holder serve for Świątek, and she leads 3-1. Yeah, the kick serve is good. And she's been making changes, hasn't she, with her new coach, Francisco Roig, and the way she plays, the shape on her shots.
The shape of the forehand is bigger and bigger. I think it's a la Nadal.
Well, why
imagine
not?
That.
Funny that, isn't it?
Yeah. She's accelerating more. So by accelerating more, you create more rotation in the air and more topspin, which obviously kicks much higher, especially in this dry conditions.
And more margin for error as well. She's, you know, she used to hit the ball incredibly hard, but flat-ish. Now she hits with a lot of topspin and more variety on the forehand too, which is really going to help her, especially as she progresses through this tournament, chasing a fifth Roland Garros crown, of course. Amazing. She's already won 4-6 slams in total. Up the line goes Świątek. Lynette equal to it. Goes cross court with a heavily struck forehand. Świątek so quick around the baseline. Gets back into position. And she's into the rally. Goes backhand to the backhand of Lynette. Backhand straight back down the middle this time. Lynette changes it up the line. Świątek hooks a forehand deep. Backhand cross court from Świątek. It's good. And Lynette tries a drop shot. Little bit of a
zero.
Well, I don't know. I think she was almost out of ideas then at the end.
Cope out. I agree with you. Didn't have much choice.
And it went
good
in the
pressure
net.
From Świątek. Very good pressure on the baseline.
Great court coverage. Message from Rose. She says that she had Sinner to lose to Landa Luce in the third round. That would have been a bold prediction.
Yeah.
Had it happened.
Do you know Landa many people who actually saw that coming yesterday?
Well, you and me.
Besides you and me, when we were talking about what could be.
Well,
right.
Yeah, exactly.
We did call it. What could
midway through that third set when he started slicing those backhands.
Well, and before then, because you asked me the question, you said, what could make, you know, him lose? And I said, well, the condition, the heat.
Yeah.
And he's, you know, he's saying that the heat didn't bother him. I have a hard time believing that.
I think he's trying to convince everybody. Yeah. But, you know, generally he knows that it is an issue. And something he's going to have to find a way to get through, get to improve. Because the other players are definitely going to feel like, okay, it's hot today, I've got a chance. They'll
That's
feel
right.
like they can
did.
Do something.
I think they all did.
Yeah.
I think he did too. The longer the points, the longer the rallies, the longer he keeps him out.
And I was thinking about this, Sinner's amazing run in the spring with all these Masters thousands. He was winning everything in straight sets.
Yeah.
2-2, 2-3,
if it's
simple.
Under, what is the threshold?
Yeah,
is
three
it
3
hours 26?
3:46.
3:46 is his threshold. He's never won a match over that time.
So, yeah.
It's rough.
It's a crazy stat for somebody so amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, Świątek pushing for a second break here in this second set. Won the first 6-4. It's 3-1. Love 30 on the Lynette serve. Świątek runs around her backhand to crunch her forehand. Now she hits one of those higher, more spinny forehands. This time leaves it a little bit short and pushes the next one long. Just gesticulating towards her team. Yeah, of course, Świątek, I'm sure that Marcus and Courtney would have said in commentary earlier, popped over to see Rafael Nadal while she when she was in her early stages with Francisco Roig. And imagine having a little practice with Rafa, watching on. The inspiration she would have got from that. So he's her hero anyway.
Yeah, especially the fact that she is really have lived through, you know, through him in her tennis and always refers to him. And, you know, she the first, you know, when he said he was retiring, she cried. I mean, I'm sure she cried because she was, for him, it was like such a model that she wanted to completely copy.
Well, she needs 10 more Roland Garros titles to match
well,
him.
Well, I'm more talking about the mental toughness that is, to me, was one of a kind.
Absolutely. Two break points for Świątek. Forehand cross court from Lynette, pushed back deep by Świątek. Then she slices the ball. Mid-courtish, should be attacked by Lynette, but she gets her feet all wrong, sends it into the tram lines, and that's a second break for Świątek. And totally in command here on court, Philippe Chatrier. She needs 6-4, 4-1. Elsewhere around the ground, Andre Rublev two sets up on Nuno Borges. That's been a tough match. Rublev was down in the second set. He's done well, so he was slapping his, smashing his thigh with his racket as he
often
wants.
Does.
Yep, pretty painful to me.
Oh,
Pablo Carreño Busta, who's retiring this year, isn't he? And he's two sets up on Thiago Agustin Tirante of Argentina. 7-6, 7-5. They're just underway on Court Simon Mathieu with Raphaël Hodart and Alex Mikkelsen. Hodart, his section of the draw is pretty good.
He's my dark horse.
He's my dark horse too. I'm holding
on
to hope.
That's the only thing we have, right?
I've got Świątek
and
Hodart.
In the men's draw, you and I went with Sinner.
Yeah, we did. I think I need to take these predictions a bit more seriously. I do them too fast. I'm like, yeah, okay.
Did you hear the prize?
Well, if I'd known it was 3,000 euros from Gigi, I would have...
It went from one to two now?
I'm upping it.
In 10 minutes?
If I'd known it was such a great prize, I would have put more effort into it. But Hodart, you know, there are a lot of similarities, a lot of funny sort of coincidental links with Rafa Nadal in terms of being 19, you know, the way the drawer is opening up. Little things, obviously being called Rafa, not after Rafa, but he is
not after Rafa, right? Which is really funny.
After his father and grandfather, but still, you know.
There's some similarity.
Exactly. It's Rafa 2.0.
Nonetheless.
Lots of doubles happening around the grounds. Yelena Ostapenko in action. Who else? Lots of interesting matches for the grounds ticket holders to watch. But here on Court Philippe Chatrier, it's Iga Świątek looking to finish off this match as quickly as she can. Just misses the backhand just long on the opening point of the sixth game. Leads by a set and 4-1. We'll get the order of play, I'm sure, pretty soon for Saturday. A lot of talk. We were just speculating because Moise Kwame is a PSG fan, yeah?
They're not putting him at 6 p.m.
Well, is he going to play at night? Which would be after the match. It would be after the match. You could watch the match if you wanted to.
It's true, actually.
While he's getting ready.
It's true. I didn't think about that.
Because it's a 6 o'clock kickoff this time.
Yeah, I think that would be perfect, actually, when you think of it. Because, except for him, because watching a match like this, before, it's going to drain you if you really get involved. So, I don't know.
We'll find out soon.
Soon enough.
Love 30. Świątek, good serve, and then pushes Linette back with a heavy forehand down the line to win the next point. And when she gets her first serve in, Iga Świątek, she is so effective. I mean, it goes for most players, but she in particular has great stats, usually behind the first serve. She's only serving at 60% today. She'd like that to be a bit higher, and she's winning same percentage of points on first and second, actually, 63%. That kick serve is very effective. You know, you have to make a decision. You either take it early and take a risk, or you step back and then you give Iga Świątek the court to hit into. Linette standing on the baseline to return this second serve. 15-30, it's to the body from Świątek. She gets the forehand she wants, pulls it inside in, but long. And a couple of breakback points to get one of the breaks back for Linette.
Yep. It's not over. And, you know, what I'd like to see is Linette maybe trying to make her way forward to the net, and she's been pretty successful. So has been Świątek in this match. 5 of 8 points won at the net for Świątek, 5 of 6, 83% at the net for Linette
at the net. Good, isn't it?
That's a very good one.
Good depth
it.
From Świątek, but good angle from Linette, who then pushes Świątek back. But Świątek's such a heavy forehand down the line again. Creates the space, should put the forehand away, doesn't. The lob goes up from Linette. Świątek quickly back into position, pulls the backhand cross court. Now she goes behind Linette again, trying to change the direction. Good backhand from Linette. Lacking up the line from Linette is a beauty. There is one of the breaks back.
Oh, she's furious, throwing the ball against the tarts. Świątek, after this point, just could not believe it. And they are going to change up balls, so change of rackets as well for both players who are going to their bench for a new stick, at least a new set of strings for sure. But yeah, I mean, that point could have been won by Świątek. But you know what, Linette is really good is that she's seen a lot of video. She's played against Świątek. She knows a thing or two. Well, and you know, when Świątek comes running full blast, she rarely go behind you. She goes on the open court, and that's exactly what Linette did. She went and chased that ball before even Świątek hit it. And one thing that's missing in the game, I think, of Świątek is the drop shot. And I sure think that with the way that she's hitting the ball and pushing it, her opponent so many feet behind the baseline, meters behind the baseline, you have to have that drop shot, just like Sabalenka has developed through the years and paid off. So there's still room for improvement That's one of the best thing about this game.
That is the
it's never over.
Thing. And she is looking to improve all the time. Lynette serves at 2-4. Miss hit return from Świątek. A little bit of a dip in the level of the four-time champion momentarily. And Lynette looking to take advantage and close the gap again. She was a breakup early in the first set, 2-love, before Świątek steadied the ship. You know, we talk about Iga being a four-time champion, but she's not been as dominant as she was in, what, 2023, 24, 22, 23? All the time she's been playing. Mostly.
All those years.
But such a great player on clay and such a threat. Second serve, Lynette, 15-love. Kicks to the backhand of Irva Świątek, who overhits the return, 30-love. String points. To Lynette, who of course was a semi-finalist at the Australian Open in 2023. That's her best Grand Slam effort to date.
Such a steady player. Beautiful technique, for sure, for every stroke, really, in her game.
30-love, Lynette. Good first serve to the backhand of Świątek, who's in their backhand corner again, playing an angle and misses. And
she's rushing. Doesn't need to rush, just for her being patient and waiting for the ball that she can get around the backhand to dictate with the forehand. Świątek, she loves to hit inside in, inside out.
This, of course, was the thing we saw with Iga over the last couple of years. She did rush, she did get panicked.
Great serve.
Very good serve from Lynette. Loves hold for her. And she cuts the gap to 3-4 in the second set. But Świątek is serving, does have the break of serve still. But more work to be done now for Świątek to get over the line. Lynette winning about 60% of points on both first, on her first serve, but the difference between the two is on second, where she's only winning 25%. So that's been the difference in stats. Ooh, a bit of Robert Palmer echoes around the stadium.
I love that song.
Yeah, it's a good song.
Every kind of
people. My mum loved Robert Palmer.
I love that song. I don't know. Is there a lot of songs?
Simply Irresistible. Remember that?
Oh, yes.
Some iconic videos that he had.
Yes.
Died quite young, Robert Palmer. I think he lived his life, it's fair to say.
This was very known in France because this song was used for a very big commercial for a drink in France that was very known.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice drink?
It was kind of a bitter kind of drink.
Yeah.
I don't want to name it because I don't want to get in trouble.
Enough. Your friend Cathy says that she lives between Libourne and Bergerac.
Oh, Libourne and Bergerac, quelle merveille. Magnifique, fantastic. This is right next, it's in the Bordeaux area, obviously. Yeah. And I'm sure, I don't know many people live in this area who are not aficionados in the wine.
I'm sure, yeah.
I actually was on the road trip last year, went to that area, did a lot of wine tasting, and it's beautiful, beautiful area.
Susan has sent a very good, helpful message about the pronunciation of Vit Capriva's name. However, to actually find the pronunciation, we have to go to the ATP page. It's all about the pronunciation of the letter R. She says, I hope you'll find the guidance useful, and I will check that out before he plays, because it's always useful. It's a very good tool, actually, that the ATP or the WTA pages, where they have the players pronouncing their own names, because there are a lot of tough names for people to get used to. 15-love, Świątek begins with a backhand down the line at 4-3. Another roasting hot day here at Roland Garros. As I said, a bit hazier, a few clouds around, but still very, very warm.
When are we getting a first shower? That's what I want to know. I don't know. Just cool this thing off.
Yep, it'll be nice. Kick serve from Świątek is long. Just 15-all. Second double fault of the match for Świątek. Things starting to get a little tight.
Definitely a letdown. I mean, she's just making a lot of mistakes right now, past two or three games.
Yeah, exactly.
4-1, 4-3.
Her level has dipped, hasn't it?
First serve is on and off, and Lynette is about 2 feet inside the baseline to return, but half to a meter.
My son is listening. Shout out to Leo. He thinks that me saying Lynette at the net, that was good.
That was very good.
That was fun.
Lynette at the net. Well, Lynette on the return, not so good. She returned too short from that ball. And unfortunately, it's sanctioned behind it because anything about service line area on the return, you know that Swiatek is going to pretty much put everything in it to hit a winner.
If Lunette was French, we could say Lunette.
Lunette par even Lunette.
Even better. 30-15, Swiatek misses the first serve.
She's still inside the baseline to return.
Tactic well inside.
Tactic that worked, you know.
Double faulted last time on this side. Not this time, but it's a short serve. Yeah, it gets the treatment as a result. Sophie spots it.
111 kilometers per hour. You're not going to be happy on the return. I mean, it's pretty much a Pop-Tart.
Yeah.
That's what they call it in America.
Exactly. It was sat up asking to be hit.
All right, 30-all. This is probably one of the biggest points of the match here.
Yeah, 4-3.
It's nice 4-all earlier.
First serve in the net.
Wow. No energy to push on those legs right now for Swiatek.
From 4-1, she's definitely fallen away. And Lynette standing a good couple of feet inside the baseline on the deuce court. Better kick serve. And just got up high enough for Lynette not to be able to get a full crack at.
Yeah.
And she nets it.
Tried to go down the line with that backhand. And she's punching herself with her fist on her left thigh, knowing that she had an opportunity again. Those are the points that makes the difference against the top player.
Yeah, so little difference between these players, but it generally is on the big points where they come through. Swiatek, 40-30. Body serve to the backhand of Lynette. Oh, that ball just about lands on the service line. Up the line goes Lynette. Swiatek hooks it cross court, and then the errant forehand wide from Lynette. Down, looking to go down the line with a big forehand. Just pushes it into the tram lines, and it's 5-3.
Two missed opportunities here, for sure. Had a chance again. It's not easy. You know that you're not going to get those chances very often. So when you miss, you tell yourself, only. So still, still in there. Got to hold here, at least ask Swiatek to serve it out. See if the pressure gets to Swiatek.
Merci.
So true. Last title for Iga Swiatek was Cincinnati last year. It's been a while, and usually on clay you would have expected her to do better, but she got to the semis in Rome. She got injured in Madrid. She was ill, wasn't she?
She was.
Halfway through a match and she pulled out. But she was playing decently there, and then she played well in Rome. And now looking to finish off this match and get herself through to the last 16 once more. 3-5, Lynette serving. Second serve. Down the middle of the box, forehand cross court from Swiatek with margin. Then up the line goes Lynette. Got herself out of an awkward position to hit that. Drive volley from Lynette is just about good somehow.
Yeah, she made it right on the line. But again, at the net, pushing Swiatek to come up with something that was worthy but couldn't do much. High volley, high swing back in volley. Didn't have much margin, that's for sure, but hey. Just that bit on the line is still good.
Yeah, she was holding onto that racket, desperately making sure the ball stayed online. Just about did. Almost aces Swiatek down the tee. It's a little bit wide. Swiatek standing, 2 feet behind the baseline, and she probably by the time the ball comes, she'll be on the baseline to attack it. Might even be looking to run around her backhand here. No, just goes straight to her forehand. So she clubs it down the line. A miss hit forehand from Lynette lands in. Cross court from Swiatek has Lynette out of position. And a let's go from Swiatek. 15-0.
Yeah, she's just trying for too much here. Completely out of position. Goes for broke.
We've seen a lot of shocks in the first few rounds here. A lot of big names going. None bigger than Jannik Sinner yesterday, of course. But on the women's side, Elena Rybakina, Jess Pegula gone. Plenty others too. Iga Swiatek looking to avoid that fate. Good serve down the tee from Lynette, and Swiatek gets her racket to her on the backhand side but can't get it back into play. That's 30-15. And as always, the job of the person who's trailing is at least make the leader serve it out. Just make the nerves come, see how they handle the pressure. 30-15, Lynette serves. Wide. Well into the tram lines, in fact. Swiatek bangs her racket against the back of her shoes. You'll might have heard that in the background. Lynette, dark green skirt, green, light green top, white hat. Kicks it to the body of Świątek, who gets out of the way and bangs the backhand straight down the middle. Then mishits the next one, but now she's back in position, gets depth with a backhand into the backhand corner. Lynette matching it, goes up the line. Świątek goes cross-court, forehand cross-court from Lynette, that sort of flat hit she has. And then she misses the forehand down the line once more, and it's 30-all.
It's the same forehand over and over. She's just catching it too late. And if you do catch it too late, you have to bring that racket back more towards the middle to at least make it and wait for a better opportunity. I mean, you can't blame her. I mean, she's really trying to push Świątek and to put the pressure on her. So, you know, at least she's doing the right thing. It's just the execution is not quite there on that forehand down the line.
2 points from victory for Świątek. 3-5, 30-all Lynette serves. Going for a huge serve down the middle. Plenty of pace on it, 176 kilometres an hour. It's
Radio Roland Garros. Radio Roland Garros will be with you from 11 local time, broadcasting live from Paris, bringing you ball-by-ball commentary, exclusive interviews, and all the very latest news.
Radio Roland Garros.
Listen again, replay.
110 miles an hour. Long wait between her first and second serve, as she does. Down the middle, it was a let. Second serve to come. Has a long hold as she waits before she throws the ball up. Good few seconds, like 5 seconds. It's a long hold. Kick down the middle to Świątek. Forehand into the forehand corner. Goes cross-court again to Świątek. Cross-court from Lynette. Hacked back on the forehand side by Świątek. Full stretch on the backhand. Gets it into play, but it should be put away by Lynette. And it is a little fist pump from Magda Lynette. Well played point.
Yeah, she's so much more comfortable off the backhand side, just like Świątek. I mean, they both could be blindfolded hitting cross-court, you know, rallies from the baseline with the backhand side. It's pretty incredible. The technique is flawless.
Yeah, absolutely clean ball striking from Lynette. She can go either way. And she's got a game point here to force Świątek to serve it out. To the backhand of Świątek, straight back to the backhand of Lynette on the backhand side, where the backhand eventually goes long from Świątek, frustratingly bashes a forehand up the other end and rehearses what she should have done on her backhand side, but Lynette holds and Świątek will have to serve it out. 5-4 she leads.
That is the moment of truth coming up. Let's see if Świątek has a little bit of a lapse that she did under pressure of going through the finish line. As we all know, it happens to all of us.
Yep.
Amateurs
human nature.
To professionals.
It is so hard to block out the fact that you're trying to finish the match.
Remember Ivan Lendl, who I thank, because he gave me a very nice testimony and quote for my book. But Ivan Lendl said there's two things in the men's game that are the hardest thing to do. One, getting the break back. Two, going through the finish line. So that could apply for both men and women, definitely for the second. The break is different for women's tennis because the power is not as prevalent in the sense that we don't ace, which is, you know, a lot of people don't understand this, but we wish we could. We just don't have the upper body power, which in a way makes, I think, the tennis more fun because you have to earn points a lot
harder. You've got to figure out your way to win.
Yep.
You can't just bash down aces.
It's not only the Rybakina of the game, the Sabalenka, who have big serve because of their height and more power on the upper body for that matter. The other one, the groups of the 6 and below foot tall, they have to earn it.
That's true. And they do. Now, Iga Świątek has to earn this. And Lynette's got to make her work hard. She's standing very tight to the baseline on the first serve of Świątek, serving at 5-4 for the match. Serves onto the service line. Looked like it was going to go long, but it must have caught the back edge. And Lynette can't control the return. And a good start for Świątek, dressed in all lilac, as she has done for this tournament so far.
Very pretty. I like that color. Nice color. I love lilac to begin with. The scent of lilac.
It is a nice color. Good serve from Świątek down the tee. Lynette at full stretch couldn't get it over.
You know what? We forget to mention, I always forget every year, but if you have never been here to the site and around the site, this is the time that all the jasmine trees are basically blooming, and we have tons of them here on site and around the Porte d'Auteuil and the stadium, the Roland-Garros Stadium, and it is one of the most beautiful smell. I don't know anyone, I've never heard anyone telling me, oh, I don't like jasmine smell. But anyway, here
three
she is.
Three match points for Iga Świątek after another good first serve. Three first serves in this game. Exactly what you want when you're trying to serve
answering
out
answering the question, no doubt, right now.
Trying to finish it off the first time of asking. And the tee is just long this time. Four bounces of the ball for Świątek. Lynette standing inside the baseline to return, ready to attack on the backhand side, but she can't because the second serve is off the back of the service line. The return goes wide, and Iga Świątek is through to the last 16 once more. A solid, satisfying 6-4, 6-4 win for the four-time champion. And she's looking pretty good as she heads towards, well, almost towards week two here, but certainly towards the second half of the tournament.
Yeah, I think that this is solid tennis. I think that the good thing about that is that I think she's kind of getting better as she goes, which is important, and getting out of the court as quick as possible is going to count in the second week, even though the weather is going to be much more agreeable and enjoyable for everybody on the second week. Still, you have all this time on court. When it's hot, it's going to make a difference if you spend less time right now.
Yeah, exactly. Just the little things that she did by, for example, serving that out without getting broken and extending the match. And, you know, at 4-3, she wasn't playing brilliant in that second set, but she got herself together to hold for 5-3 and then served it out very confidently. That will make her feel good because there will be tough moments ahead against top-ranked players, as Świątek leads the applause for Magda Lynette, who played well, as she usually does, but couldn't get past the queen of clay, really. Right now, Iga Świątek, still by far the most successful current player on this surface. Just loves playing on it. Ten of her 25 career titles have come on clay. Four here at Roland Garros. She's just doing a bit of tidying up with her bag, getting her water.
Iga au micro de une des vainqueurs de Wimbledon, Marion Bartoli.
Two Wimbledon champions together. Here we go.
Iga, congratulations to you. It could potentially have been a tricky round today against Magda based on the recent match you guys had together. But it looked like you were absolutely on fire today, just the forehand working extremely well, the serve as well. Which part of your game you were the most pleased with today?
Honestly, sometimes I just wanted to really be patient because it's really easy with these conditions, you know, to make a wrong decision, to go for a winner and then miss. So I really wanted to, you know, stay solid. So for sure my forehand topspin, you know, did the right job because it's not a risky ball for me, but it can do a lot. But overall, you know, I'm happy also with the second serve and the way I was solid.
Vous pouvez l'applaudir. Merci. Iga, someone very special to this court who actually have a plaque just right there with 14 Roland Garros, someone called Rafael Nadal, just joined your team. You went to Mallorca to his academy for a few days of training. We have some images on social media when he was on the court with you, giving you advice. First of all, what was the feeling to have someone who won 40 times Roland Garros sharing the court with you, and what kind of advice he gave you?
Yeah, honestly, it was really amazing experience for me and a huge privilege. You know, I wasn't sure if Rafa will find time, but I'm super happy that he was able to come to some of my practices, and it gave me a lot of like motivation and extra energy, you know, before the clay court season to work even harder. And just having him behind me, you know, and watching gave me, you know, so much, just will to play every shot the best way possible. And
any special tips?
Any special tips? Well, there were some technical tips, but the most you can take from Rafa actually is, his approach to the game, and also he's showing that it's not always, you know, easy. It's not always that you it's like on the TV when he lifts the trophy, you know, there's a lot of behind the scenes, and even the best players in the world sometimes struggle, and the key is to get over it and, you know, work on this stuff and never give up. So Rafa is the perfect example of that, and he could also share some stories with me, which is amazing, because there's, you know, he's really like open to give advice, and I really appreciate that.
My final questions, you can see a lot of Polish flags. You won this tournament 4 times. You know exactly what it takes to win Roland Garros and to go all the way. First of all,
if there's a match that Polish people should watch, it's this one, you know, against Magda.
Exactly.
So I'm happy that we could do this. I heard that it was like the first time in the Open era when two Polish players played against each other on Roland Garros. So I hope you guys enjoyed, and hopefully, you know, we'll see each other in next days.
Well, we look forward to see you in the coming days. Mesdames et messieurs, merci encore une fois d'applaudir Iga Świątek, qualifiée pour le quatrième tour de Roland Garros.
Iga Świątek in charge of that interview, decides when she's had enough. Off she goes. But yeah, as we were saying, Sophie Amiak, you know, just having Rafa and be able to talk to him, get a sense of how he dealt with situations and some stories that he told must be such a great boost to her confidence.
Look, I often don't like to really talk about myself except for, you know, when things are important like books. No, but listen, my experience with...
Carry on.
My experience with working with Billie Jean King was incredible. And I can relate, really. I mean, there's not many things I can relate to as far as the level of these players or what they've achieved, but that I can relate. And it's night and day. The value of what comes out of their mouth that is so far-fetched of what you might be thinking are the incredible part. And I was a sponge. I was writing down. I was taking in and trying the best I could to apply
now's
it.
So
I can understand what she's saying right there.
Yeah, and I know we saw, didn't we? Her rivals were saying, oh, no, this is the last thing we need. Rafa, stop helping her on clay. No.
I know, everybody was looking. I don't know if you following the podcast.
I did see that, yeah.
With
Madison Pegula, Keys and
Madison
Pegula,
Keys,
yeah.
And they were all like, no, please.
Exactly.
No, we don't need this.
Yeah, that's right. None of her rivals need that. Anything that makes Iga feel better is not what they're looking for. We're going to pop into Court Suzanne Longlin and see perhaps the conclusion of this match between Andrei Rublev and Nuno Borges of Portugal. And Rublev's taken the first two sets, 7-5, 7-6. It's been tight all the way through, and it's 5-all third set. Rublev serving. And despite the fact, as I said earlier, he was backing, smashing himself with his racket onto his thigh at various times in the second set. He's in a good, strong position. And looking like, yet again, he's going to be through to the fourth round and beyond. Marat Safin, his coach in the crowd, just giving him a little indication of what he'd like to see. Marat, I don't think Marat could get more laid back in his chair.
He did the opposite.
If he could.
He asked him to serve the forehand, and Rublev went straight to the tee, to the back end, for a winning serve. You've got to love it.
It's the magic of their combination.
He's probably saying that, you know, on purpose. Whatever I say, go the opposite, so their team cannot say anything if they're watching.
Maybe. It is great to see Marat Safin back and around the tour. Good hold of serve for Rublev. He needs 6-5. Safin, of course, such a great player, good player on clay.
Yeah. I think he's a great personality. I mean, besides the fact that he was a great player on to watch, but the personality of the guy, I mean, he looks like he's a rock star out there with his glasses. And
yep.
I mean, he's just got such a demeanor about him. It's it's fun to have him run. And I think, you know, when you feel and you think about Rublev, of how mentally he's got so many demons and challenges, and so was Safin. So you can imagine that the two of them together are probably bringing each other an understanding.
Definitely.
That not many people and player could understand, or coaches, you know, coaching a guy like Rublev. You've got to understand the guy and let him be who he is without hurting him as a player. It's a balance that is very hard.
Absolutely. I think they're playing Stereo MCs in the background there.
Well, you're so in tune with your music today.
Well, it's early 90s music. Oh, 80s, please. 90s, I'm all over it.
You're all over it.
Well, 80s especially, but 90s.
Today, not so much.
That was a 90s. Today, well, how are you supposed to remember everything for all these years? It's too difficult. I'll leave that to the young people. So, Borges is going to serve to stay in this match for the second time. Did a good job at 4-5. Should Rublev get through, he'll be in the fourth round for the fourth time here.
Simon Mathieu. Very close encounter.
Yeah, we'll go across there, I think, at the conclusion of this set, perhaps, as Borges storms into a short forehand and puts it away.
15-0.
Yeah, Hodar and Mikkelsen. Hodar up 4, it's 4-all, 40-15.
Yeah, they'll serve.
Yep. A lot of doubles everywhere else. And next to come on Chatrier is the match between Mira Andreeva, the number 8 seed, and Marie Buskova of the Czech Republic, number 27. As Rublev thumps a winner.
How's that?
15-all, looking pretty composed. Just trying to get this done. And we keep talking about the heat. We keep talking about the cumulative effect of being extended in matches. And Rublev in particular, someone who doesn't want to go much further, just wants to get it done, get through. And he'll be looking to close this out as quickly as possible. Straight sets, whatever it takes. Ooh, Borges finds the line with an inside-out forehand. Wasn't much margin for error there.
Hold again.
Rublev, winner of this, plays the winner of the Dominor Menchik match. Rublev to this stage, 4 sets in the first round and 4 sets in the second. So we'd love to get this done in straight. It'd be good. Ace from Borges, holding firm in the face of a lot of pressure. And he's had a good tournament as Nuno Borges. Back-to-back third round appearances here. Showing, dressed in a very nice blue, as his serves just wide. The order of play, let's have a look. Is it out? Yes, it is. Order of play for Saturday. The night match is Felix Auger-Aliassime against Brandon Nakashima. So where is
Kwame?
He's third on court Suzanne Longlen. Jeez, he's looking forward to that.
But this tomorrow. could be late.
Kwame.
This could be right at during the match.
It could be, yeah. Well, it's an 11 o'clock start on.
It's going to be right at 6 p.m.
It's 11
right
o'clock start on Longlen tomorrow, which would be, 1-3. Could be finishing around the same time. Well, that'll give him an incentive to get it done, won't it? As Borges serving at 40-30, up the line goes Rublev. Beautiful backhand. Back to juice. And he's 2 points away.
Where's Diane Parry playing? She was
Diane Parry's first on second on Chatrier.
She got what she wanted.
Second
she,
on.
She said, Emily maybe is going to be lenient with me and let me watch the match.
We'll go through the full order of play at the end of this match. 2 points from victory for Rublev on the Borges serve at juice, 5-6, third set. Rublev waits. First serves in the net. Rublev standing, he goes further back for the second serve. Gives himself more time and wallops a forehand with a lot of spin. Not that deep, and he can't control the next one. He's just annoyed with himself. Rublev
doesn't need to go that close to the line. I mean, that's just like a regular forehand. He's just trying to put it deep with top spin. Just went way too close to the line for that 1 minute in the doubles alley.
Andre Rublev would be a rubbish poker player, don't you think?
Sure.
Ace
from Borges. We're going to have a tiebreak.
Wow.
Everything that's going through Rublev's head is plain on his face.
he wants to finish here, I'll tell you that much. So let's see if he's going to be patient, because, you know, in your mind, you're like, I want to finish. And then all of a sudden, you just lose your patience. You go too fast. You try it for too much too soon. And you find yourself in a fourth set.
Exactly. And then you have to reset, which is not an easy thing to do.
1-0.
Here's Borges, who's trying to be the first Portuguese ever to reach the fourth round here. Rublev starts with the tiebreak with an ace. Merat's like, I've got a dinner booked. We need to get on with it. Maybe an afternoon something. first. There's plenty of time in the day. Love one, Borges. Two serves to come. Narrowly misses the centre line. Second serve. Rublev standing on the baseline to return this time. Takes the time away from Borges. Good forehand pulls him out of position. Short forehand from Rublev. Does a really good job of getting up underneath the ball, up and over. Flicks it up the line. It's too low.
Yeah, that was not an easy shot, to say the least, because that ball really dipped lower than the level of the net. Rublev. And with a forehand grip that is quite pronounced Western, you know, difficulties to get the racket below the ball and especially hitting down the line. But like you mentioned, tons of topspin, creating the arch to make sure that was not only going over the net but landing in.
Yeah, and enough on it to get away from Borges. Good serve from Borges to get on the board in the tie break. There's 2-1 Rublev with a mini break.
Borges' shirt is soaking wet as he's stretching his calf. I'm wondering if he's getting maybe a little bit of a slight cramp starting on his right calf.
Not a good sign. Former junior champion here, of course, Rublev. 2014. Wow, seems a long time ago.
Well,
but it seems longer to him.
It's 12 years.
It is a long time ago. seems even longer, if it's possible. Second serve. Kicker to the backhand of Borges, who goes cross court up the line. Rublev, good backhand. Too good for Borges.
Well, it's smart because he's making him run, and if he saw that Borges was kind of attending his calf, that's the right thing to do. Get him on the run. I mean, so far he hits two tremendous shots. Backhand down line, forehand down line, really good shots from Rublev. 3-1 in this tiebreak.
Yep, playing very smart tennis so far. 3-1, misses the first serve.
And two sets to love, so all he wants to win the next 4 points.
Kicks the second serve up high to the forehand of Borges, who changes it up with a lovely foot backhand down the line. Wrong foot, Rublev, really.
He didn't see that.
He was rooted to the spot, wasn't he?
I know, he didn't even try.
Rublev.
Great shot.
3-2.
Borges, yep.
Rublev, one of 9 former junior Roland Garros champions in the draw, but only 2 left.
Wow.
Him and Tommy Paul.
Wow, Tommy Paul is playing some unbelievable tennis.
He's such a good mover, isn't he?
Yeah. Sweet guy, too. Just bought a house.
Yeah.
Close to where I live in Connecticut.
He's probably telling people that. I've just bought a house close to Sophie Amiak.
That's exactly what he's saying.
Second serve, Borges. Rublev standing right tight to the baseline. Gets a good backhand at the feet of Borges, who comes off the top of the net, does the forehand, goes wide, and again Rublev moves ahead 4-2 as they change ends.
Great return from Rublev. Just was aggressive, hit that so deep right at the body of Borges, who unfortunately got the forced error. I would put it in the forced error because of the quality of the return of Rublev. Changeover, getting a little bit of water, a little bit of a banana for Rublev, and Borges, lots of water. Drinks.
Rublev quickly down to the back of the court, ready to receive serve again. Borges just making his way around the other side of the court, takes a couple of balls from one ball boy, bounces them, gets another one from another ball boy, throws one back to the other one, gets another one from the second ball boy, gives that back. Now he's got 2, he's happy with them. Players love their routines. 2-4, Borges. Third set, tiebreak. 2 sets to love, Rublev leading. First serve in the net. Second serve. Kick to Rublev, who runs around his backhand, hit the forehand. It's just down the middle of the court. Plenty of spin on it, though, and Borges can't attack it that much. Rublev slides to his right to hit a forehand, and then a brilliant backhand cross court. And he raises his arm above his head. That was a cracking shot from Rublev.
What a timing also to do so.
5-2. He leads with 2 serves to come now. Does a lot of work with that wrist, Rublev, when he's sliding. Just pulls the ball cross court.
You know, he's played a very, very solid tiebreak here. Yeah. I mean, he's not giving points away. It's only Borges that has to win the points to get on the board. So, very low. And 4 stairs for Rublev.
Rublev serves. 5-2. Aces. As you said, an almost perfect tiebreak from Rublev. Under pressure to get it done, get it finished, not extend the match. He's given himself 4 match points. Looking to take his place in the fourth round once more. Serve to the forehand of Borges, who goes long, and Rublev smashes a ball in joy into the stands. He gets it done in straight sets. It'll be a big relief for him, but it was a good performance. 7-5, 7-6, 7-6. He sees off Nuno Borges. Nice exchange at the net from the pair, but it's Rublev who moves through to the last 16, and he'll await the winner of the match between Alex de Minaur and Jakub Menšík.
Yeah, I mean, really, to close it out this way, to be so on point in this tiebreak, it's precious for him. Not spending more time on the court also is precious in this condition, so very good time. Solid.
Yeah, he'll be happy with that. 2 hours and 42 minutes on a very hot day yet again here at Roland Garros, and he doesn't have to expend any extra energy. He'll be delighted that he's not playing a fourth set. And he can go away and rest for a match that he will think he can win.
Yes.
De Minaur or Menšík, whoever comes through that.
Yeah. I mean, I think that it's pretty open. I mean,
it is.
You know, I don't know. What do you think?
Mesdames et messieurs, je vous demande, s'il vous plaît, de raccompagner Nuno Borges.
Borges takes his leave, gives a little wave to the crowd, thanks them for their support. Good effort from him. But Rublev too good on the date, and I think we're going to hear from Andrei Rublev very shortly and find out what he thinks of his own performance. He's just making his way into the commentary position now with Fabrice Santoro.
Gagnant, la traduction se fera en direct sur les écrans géants. Je vous laisse au micro de Fabrice Santoro.
Here we go. Nice round of applause for the magician.
Andrei, congratulations. It's a straight set win, but a real battle against Nuno today. How do you feel? And I guess you're very happy with the level of your game.
Yes, Nuno is never easy. He's a really tough player who is super talented, and he have easy shots, and he always is super dangerous, and he proved it by beating good players already many times. And yeah, today I think as long as we were playing, as better we were playing, and in the end there was a good rallies, good speed, so I'm happy that I was able to win in a straight sets.
As we all know, I mean, tennis is very requires many qualities, and mental is very important. I saw many of your matches in the last 5-10 years. How do you manage to stay calm? It's not easy.
I think I'm not a good person to ask how I manage
to
stay calm.
And what's going on in your head sometimes during a match?
In my head, what's going on?
Yeah, what do you have?
You know, this Looney Tunes Tasmanian Devil? This is in my head.
Many things in your head during a match?
No, many things on Tasmanian Devil. You know who is Tasmanian?
Yeah.
So the one that crazy.
Okay.
Okay. This is in my head.
So you...
many things. No, crazy things.
I want to ask you a question about your coach, because
he never beat you.
No, that's not the question.
you're his nightmare.
You're working with someone all the crowd in Roland Garros loves for his talent, for his career, for his charisma. Marat Safin is a great person.
Yeah.
How is it to work with Marat, and who's the boss?
I mean, I think Marat, doesn't matter where he goes, he's the boss. So, yeah, but to work with him is it's something unique and special. And I'm super grateful that he agreed to work with me and help me. So let's see what we can do. But it's been amazing to be working with him.
What did you try to bring to your game in the last few months or years?
charisma. He tried to bring charisma, but no, he teach me many things. He tried to explain me many things, to see the court, to see how you open, how you move the guy, where to step in and how to step in and things like that. Not just to hit the ball and shoot the ball, like to know where to be in position. So basically, to play like you a bit.
Okay. So tomorrow you'll be off tonight, easy evening with Marat.
Yeah.
You pick up the restaurant, he organize things?
Not yet, but I will.
Okay, yeah. Once again, we are very happy for you, André.
Thank you.
Mesdames et messieurs, André Rublev, une fois encore, en huitième de finale, Roland Garros.
Always a good interview, André Rublev. Tasmanian devil in his head.
I think we've got two of them between him and Marat.
Well, I love when he said, you know, Santoro, Fabrice Santoro, you were his nightmare. 7-2 head to head in Santoro's favour.
And I think he was the nightmare of many other players.
He was.
The magicians from Fabrice Santoro. I think the best drop shot, him and Benoit Paire, best drop shot in the whole books of tennis and era of tennis.
I'm just looking at the head to head. He beat him. I mean, I remember this very well because I loved watching Marat Safin. I knew that Santoro was always difficult for him. He beat him everywhere around the world, really. He beat him at the Sydney Olympics, he beat him here at Roland Garros, he beat him in Cincinnati, he beat him I don't think they played on grass. Oh, Halle.
Oh, yeah.
Safin won Santoro got injured.
Yeah.
But he beat him on indoor carpet, which is unbelievable.
Oh, okay, that is unbelievable. Because at the time, carpet was lightning fast. Like, I played on wood before.
Oh, me
and
too.
I tell you, wood is ridiculous. It's it's the same as like the basketball.
Yeah. Wood, exactly. Yeah.
Floor. It's like lightning fast. If you don't take the ball early and your racket is slightly late, you can pretty much break your arm.
I loved playing on that stuff.
Me too. Serve volley. It was
incredible.
It was fun. They used to have it at the Tennis Club of Paris.
Did they? Indoors, yes.
Indoors, used to have them. I used to love it. I played a tournament there against Catherine Sweet.
Radio Roland Garros. Radio Roland Garros will be with you from 11 local time, broadcasting live from Paris, bringing you ball-by-ball commentary, exclusive interviews, and all the very latest news. Listen again, replay.
Here in the final, we used to play on the tour, was in the top 40, and I think we had like a 3-hour match on wood. That's how good it was.
And 3 hours on wood?
On wood. Wow. Serve and volley, both of them, but it was incredible. It was like...
I'm playing at your club next week.
Oh, you are?
Tuesday, yeah.
Oh, good. Good for you.
Tuesday morning.
Yeah, they've done it so much stuff at this club. It's incredible, and love playing team tennis for them.
Well,
and,
I'll give a shout out to who I'm playing.
Yeah.
Who's a member? He's an old friend of mine, Renaud Tourmont, who runs the over 45s team.
Exactly.
Who've just won the national championships for the second time in 3 years.
Best memories were team tennis, playing team tennis for my club with our captain, and we have the friendship that you just have from that is incredible with players. My captain Jeanne Clairin, still active.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
She's incredible.
Oh yeah.
Now she's with. She's seen all the youngsters come through. You know, it's funny.
Talking of youngsters, see what we did there. We were going to Court Simon Mathieu, where Rafael Hoda of Spain, 27th seed, 19 years of age, is playing against Alex Mickelson of the United States, and they're in a first set tiebreak.
Two juniors.
2-1.
They look like juniors.
Mickelson a little older,
This could be a second week match between two juniors.
First meeting between the two, 21 years of age, Mickelson, 19, Hodar. And Hodar, we'll get to all of this in due course, but he is the new kid on the block, the new star, certainly on the clay this spring. And he's really shot to fame, unbelievable rise up the rankings. It's 2-2 in the tiebreak. It's been nip and tuck throughout this first set.
What's his ranking now?
Well, he's 27th seed.
So he's got to be...
Yeah, he'll be heading towards the top 20 pretty quickly.
Yeah. It's kind of the same rising then, in a way, he's still not there, of Mboko, when you think of it, how quickly that was from
She's
last year
10.
Here and starting in Rome before then from Mboko.
He was ranked outside the top 1,000 about a year ago. But he's won Marrakesh, semis in Barcelona, quarterfinals in Madrid and Rome.